Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smith, an international call. It is the time to
interface complete.
All right, y'all. We here. It's on down. SB Saturday. Scandalous Biatch. Saturdays. You want to give me a quick minute. Been hanging out a little late. So you already know what time that is. So get into a couple of quick tunes up in this motherfucker. This is Wrecking the Game Radio. Home of the independent artists. Where we only play independent artists. You know what I'm saying? To do what we do right here. You know what I'm saying? That's represent. So that's what I'm going to do. Represent. Shouts out to Akafu. Mr. Casanova, Tom G doing this grinding, because that's what we out here doing, you know what I'm saying? Scandalous Beyond Saturday. Tell a friend, go ahead and tweet it and check in. It's your boy, Kevin Smells So Good. Hit me up, 347-237-5125. Let's get it.
They say there can't be progress without struggle, and you don't eat if you don't hustle. Yeah. Man, I've been struggling all my life.
Hey! Look, I've been struggling all my life, trying to get it right. That's why in the streets from the morning to the night. I'm grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling. Hey, you can hate, but I'ma get mine. Cause all I got is money on my mind. So I'm grinding, hey, grinding, hey, grinding, hey, grinding, hustling.
I'm on my grind, bruh. 25-8-8. While your boy sleep, act a fool away. I never stole dope, no, never moved weight. Never did time, but I ain't fake. Look, I'ma be me, and I won't change. I ain't the mother boy, I'm in my own lane. And I ain't dissing, I'm just speaking my mind. Got a lot of folks out here telling me that I need to lie about a story in the street cred, how I got the street bread. Because I got me a degree instead. Guess I'm less hood, and seen less pain, and seen less struggle. Man, that's a damn shame.
Block feet and doing the running man. Yeah, I like my money wrapped in rubber bands. Dear Lord, forgive me, I hope you understand. Cause I can't stand taking orders from another man. I like my money tax free, fuck Uncle Sam. See, I ain't full yet, I need a bigger plate. I stay strapped cause Florida niggas by trigger play. It's like the more you come up, the more a nigga hate. The more you stay on the low, the more a nigga stay. I kept it 2 trips, these niggas been fake. So I don't fuck with you pussies, y'all some ingrates.
Struggling all my life, trying to get it right. That's why I'm in the streets from the morning to the night. Cause I'm grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling. Hey, you can hate, but I'ma get mine. Cause all I got is money on my mind. So I'm grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling.
I'm grinding, hustling, trying to get them real dreams. Came up on Roman noodles and grilled cheese. Night up on my knees, begging the Lord, please get me out this gutter, chasing money at a high speed. Press to keep my eyes slanted like I'm Chinese. Roll with 2 twin Glocks, yeah, they sign me. Man, you know how I'd be, ask God to guide me. Before that paper, no, I'm quick to let the 9 squeeze. Get it from the ground, I was taught that. On the corner, 9 to 5, catch me in that all black. Ready for whatever, I can't live without that cheddar. I ain't stopping, nigga, never till these times get better.
Trying to get it right, that's why I'm in the streets from the morning to the night. Cause I'm grinding, hustling,
Okay.
Now I will.
Okay. Okay, I won't lie to you, cause my pockets on Katrina. Poppy over flooded with racks for no reason. I do it for the dope boys and hustlers in the street. We don't dance, we just glide left and right to the beat. Then we lose all control of the lift and start judging. Moving, we don't give a who's looking. My pockets ain't the topic, cause I take jugging. Like camera action, watch the draw start choosing.
Dressing all black, let me get that. I say, let me get that. You better ask about me. You
at your home, dressed in all black. Let me get that, I say let me get that. You better ask about me, you better ask about me, you better ask about me, you better ask about me.
Yeah, boy, yeah, boy, cooking up some heat. I ain't talk about fire, but about that creek. I got money, more prize, but I ain't no defeat. And let me and Short D gon' drop the beat. Straight from the street, had a couple hundred feet. No more VHS, I went straight to DVD. I got the game on lock, with a motherfucking Glock, with an original stock, yeah.
Nothing like it. Woo! I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheered. I done put it down across Florida. Yep. Time to move on, taking trips to Georgia. A few shows, give me a favor. Now my name busting all through Decatur. Before I go down, I put up a fight. I'm out in Daytona, yeah, trying to find open mic.
That's real.
No nonsense. Google Ashwood. Leave comments.
Yep.
Need the feedback. No sleep. You know what I go by. Shout out to Shea Boogie Networking and NY.
What up, Shea?
The next step, though. My man Silk got my mixtape floating all through the West.
What up, Silk?
Tyree got me live in DC. Progression. About to drop the DVD. It's no half-step. Check my SoundClick page. Get my whole collection.
I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought.
I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers. May I have a word with all the labels? Back in 01, probably see me on cable.
We
thought about quitting, but I kept spitting. Now I'm making beats. Flash engineering, clean you up, who's the first contestant?
Uh-huh.
Independent thing, making wise investments.
Bob Whitman,
this my story.
Uh-huh.
I holla at 10 for the puff party.
What up, 10?
If the people ain't hyped yet, I tore down
shows.
Even when they messed up my mic check.
Yep.
The show must go on, relax. Even under
pressure,
I pull a rabbit out the hat. I'm the musician. See the competition,
yep.
Kapoof, disappear. Ashwood is the truth. I got the sound that'll raise the roof.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yo, Swagger, pass me the goose.
I like to make the toast.
Superstar.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? This is your boy Vince, you know what I'm saying? I'm live from the motherfucking mouth away, nigga. Dope boy swag, them hoes love my motherfucking swag, nigga. Now I'm talking about total package. Yeah, I might die. I need a slow boy. Bitches love taking bitches with the dope boy. Work online, they mean I'm eating good. I got them crackers taking pictures of the neighborhood. Baby, it's all great, okay, it's all good. I ball through it outside like it all should. Cause you smell it, taint like jelly. Hold that steady, I'm cold and ready. Sitting in the club, blowing cantaloupe. Drop it tight, throw these hoes like Geronimo. And yeah, you're getting money, they say you're getting more. I take a picture every week with that Yolanda hoe. Started super thick, okay, she kinda slow. But she can move her out, she don't play the radio. You can't whip dope, must be a petty hoe. And if I can't fuck, what you take a picture for? I said, I'm high jack, I need a snow war. This is love taking bitches with the dope boys. Work online, that mean no eating good. I got them crackers taking pictures of my neighborhood. Baby, it's all gravy, okay, it's all good. I ball through it, I'm top like it all should. Cause you smell it, taste like jelly. Hold that steady, I'm cold and ready. I said I'm ice die, I need a snowboard. Bitches love taking pictures with the dope boys.
baby, I'm so getting rich. My grill light, light, looking like the bigger folks. And I don't cross over water, I just finger roll. I'm getting eggs, I don't catch why I finger hoes. The same thing every week, after every show. Black nigga, white flail, call them dominoes. And try me, you get the split like an optimo. White tea, red dust, like SpaghettiOs. I'm online at the club like my video. I tell them ice jack, I need a snow war. This is love taking pictures with the dope boys. Work online, that mean no eating good. I got them crackers taking pictures of my neighborhood. Baby, it's all gravy, okay, it's all good. I ball to it, I'm stop like it all should. Push, you smell it.
I'm moving so diligent, yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through, you gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant, you could use it to elevate. Tell my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water, let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college. So my baby gets some knowledge and he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper, and maybe he can conquer all these lame-ass politicians who ain't making no progress. I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots for Trump, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't sterile. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, you know I really don't care. Cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party. Shots already started. I'm already retarded. I ain't gotta be the hardest. Shit, I'm not even an artist. You ain't gotta be the smartest. Bitch up in here. As long as you got your priorities. I got the authority to take you to the crib. It's got 3 stories. All I need is 3 stories. It's cool with the orgies. Hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here? This is a toast to the living. Raising cups in the air.
Come on.
Yeah. What's really up in here? I'm drinking like it's on the house. We getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors.
feel. Can't live with them, can't live without them. Yeah, one time for the ladies, man. Y'all mind if I tell the truth a little bit? Just a little bit? Look here.
Can't live with them. Can't live with them. Can't live with them.
Damn, so can't live without
them. Can't live with them. Can't live with them. Can't live with them. Can't live with them.
Damn, so can't live without
them. I can't live with them. Can't live with them. Can't live with them, damn, so can't live without them. And I can vouch for it, player, I can't even doubt. I know I talk a lot of shit, but I got love for y'all. I keep a gangster bitch, a bitch that like to drink, Paul. Smoke weed, then cold in the fucking buses. Smoke out a number, dutchies, out of two motherfuckers. She on black and mild, smoking ass, fine, bitch. And if she like what you see, that she a grab your girl. So if you got a girl, you better leave her ass at home. You just right, game tight, she give you dome. The next day, straight up, I like she don't know your ass. She on a money mission now, play a cool pass. You ain't got nothing to spend, nigga, anyway. And that's the reason why she cut you on the first date. She care nothing about your car or your cheap chain. She gave you brain, who gave her brain, now that's the mind frame. You smoke the blood, she smoke the blood, this is so damn way. Shorty don't owe you shit, love it when you call a bitch. See the stilettos in a jazzy ass outfit. How done, now done, looking so good. Well, that's your baby mama, shorty, keep it so good. It don't matter about the size, player, big or small. Long as she keep the gangsta about that paper, she my dog. Long as she keep the gangsta about that paper, she my goal. And if you hear a woman do, don't fuck with y'all. Just take your ass in the back, this song ain't for y'all. Yeah, if you hear a woman, bitch, I don't fuck with y'all. You're the soft nigga, you need to be don't call. Can't live with her, can't live with her, can't live with her.
Damn, so can't live with
her. Can't live with her, can't live with her, can't live with her.
Damn, so can't live with
her. Can't live with her, can't live with her, can't live with her.
Damn, so can't live with
her. Can't live with her, can't live with
her. Damn, so can't live with her.
That hoe gon' get you killed. That hoe gon' get you killed. That hoe gon' get you killed. Get you killed. That hoe gon' get you killed. That hoe gon' get you killed. That hoe gon' get you killed. Get you killed.
Oh, you broke, mommy. You need to hit the fucking club. They shake that ass for a minute. I bet you get some bucks. See me and my niggas in Florida, we love throwing dogs. Trickin' ass niggas, I throw the whole fucking wall. We care nothing about your bitch or your slutty pass. Only thing we care about is the way you move and bounce that ass. Oh, you still broke, you what I call a slick hoe. Ain't security, please show her ass to the road. You see, I seen it and read it all over transcript. The way these niggas be sick, you get with your dog and dip. The way these niggas be sick, you get with your dog and flip. And it's fucked up, but that's just the way the game goes. Throw up a deuce, smoke a L, man, fuck them hoes. Chill with your boo, smoke a L, man, fuck them hoes. I'm concentrating on living good, staying out the fear. Gotta keep against a bitch that like to get free. Can't live with her, I can't live with her, can't live with her.
Damn, so can't live with her.
Can't live with her, I can't live with her, I can't live with her.
Damn, so can't live with her.
Can't live with her, I can't live with her.
Damn, so can't live with her.
I can't live with it. I can't live with it. Can't live with it.
That hoe gon' get you killed. That hoe gon' get you killed. That hoe gon' get you killed. Get you killed. That hoe gon' get you killed. That hoe gon' get you killed. That hoe gon' get you killed. Get you killed.
Can't live with him. Can't live without him, man. So y'all ain't got nothing to worry about. Y'all gotta play on lock for real.
Yeah, Scandalous B.I. Saturdays, man. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good in the building. Gotta give some special shout outs, man, to all, man, the national people out there. Alexander, you know what I'm saying? 84 over there in Singapore. You know what I'm saying? Sinai representing the Netherlands. And Miss Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to representing Washington State. And I'd like to thank y'all for coming through the show yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Had to end it a little bit early. You know, emotions got a little bit ahead of me and shit. I got a little too angry for myself and end up ending the show early. You know what I'm saying? I know people was like, what the fuck happened? But yeah, I kind of let my emotions get a little bit more than they should have. and up ended the show and got a little angry. I actually got real mad, drove down to the damn police department and was finna test some shit up, you know what I'm saying? Was just, you know, this whole bullshit since, you know, getting arrested and everything, it really got me fucked and stressed out, you know what I'm saying? It really got me emotionally fucked up. I got DJ gigs and all this kind of stuff I'm supposed to be filming for, and it's just, it's throwing a lot of loopholes and inconveniences and everything that I'm trying to do. So, so I just ended the fucking show. I just cut the bitch straight off, you know what I'm saying? And 30 minutes into it, just cut it off. So, I want to send some apologies out for that, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all coming through, giving me support, you know what I'm saying, Brother Need. And, it's just the time that I'm in right now. There's some new shit. I got a man up, you know what I'm saying, to face it, because pretty soon, you know what I'm saying, it's going to get even worse. So I'm manning up, and I'm getting ready for it, you know what I'm saying? So that's what time it is. And this is Scandalous B-Out Saturdays, man. Big ups to my dog, Goofy Bone, out there in San Jose, California. Setter J, you know what I'm saying? Setter Baby Powder Fresh J, representing for the Trilateral Radio, Trilateral Commission. And that's how we do up in here, you know what I'm saying? And, so if you want to call up, man, it's 347-237-5125. And shout out to my homeboy Jay, man, you know what I'm saying? Fired me up with some damn North Star, some shit. I don't know what that shit does. The Chronicronkelite, you know what I'm saying? So, going down, don't forget the biggest party in the Bay. You know, so each and every Tuesday night, it's going down. The Double Decker Lounge right here at Tampa, Florida, right on Cash Street, you know what I'm saying, off of North Boulevard. It's going down real big, you know what I'm saying? If you want to, you know, come through, hit me up, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got my phone right now. I got a punk-ass police and I confiscated my shit. But, you know, that'll be back in the workings in a minute. 813-436-7106. You can hit up 813-699-2200 and for more info, you know what I'm saying, because it's going down real big. Get back into one more cut. Come back here doing what we does, you know what I'm saying? And pretty soon I'm gonna give y'all some nutty news. It's gonna cover some nutty news. Cause I know y'all done missed it for a couple of days. I feel y'all on in on what's been going on around the world, and I mean the world.
Yeah. I gotta put my hat down real low on this one. Yeah. I got my black hat on, I got it down real low. I got my all black on right now. Yeah. Black Gucci Chuck Taylors, let's go. I'm so hood with it. Yeah. You know they say, can anything good come from the hood? Be Jack to talk to
him. Yeah, I'm from the hood. North Memphis, Scudderville, Hollywood.
Yeah.
I grew up on the street where they sold that good. Pimps and players on the block, deep floors, mainly moving them rocks. But everybody from the hood ain't a thug. Ain't never went to jail for selling no drugs. That doesn't mean ain't done some wrong in my life. I went to church on Sunday and I still wasn't right. But all I'm trying to say, there's a better way. And I'm trying to show you Christ is the way. Lord, you've been so good to me. I want to tell everybody about you, Lord Jesus. God loves the hood. And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. If you love the Lord, say yeah. God loves the hood, loves the hood. If you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care.
If the last should be first, that mean the suburbs is after us. Say we from the hood and then everybody laugh at us. Even the local service from a hood called Nazareth. He came for the bad and ain't nobody bad as us. Then he came back for us just so we can rapture. The first should be last, so the hood can't let him back us up. Yeah, I said the hood can't let him back us up. Wait, hold on, yeah. We said yes to his will, yes to his way. The day to that tomorrow provided him yesterday. We danced through the stars to step through them yesterday. It's good in the hood, everybody said, hey. So we lean on the solid rock. God love the hood, I know he love my block. Yeah, 45th and Lloyd Street. God love the hood, I know he love me.
God love the hood, love the hood. If you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, love the Lord, say yeah,
yeah.
God loves the hood, loves the hood. If you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your hands in the air, let them know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I know Jay killed the auto tune, but I'm just tuning up this auto, give me walking room.
Yeah,
they keep questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, show them love back. Yeah. They question where the love at. Well, God love the hood. Now, do you love them back? Huh? Do you love them back? Yeah, yeah. God love the hood.
I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rap is trash, better turn up your swag.
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 You better turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
Nothing like it.
Nope, I move like Shaq.
Huh, you're racing to the top. I'm like, not too fast.
Not too fast.
The ladies love it. Why you so mad?
Why?
She rolling with me cause I got a lot more cash.
Yup.
On top of that, I got a lot more swag.
Yup.
Chilling in the West with my East Coast tag. Making a drop by the ounce of the glass.
Huh?
I catch you slipping, you gon' scream, give me a pass.
Nope.
I can't front, I like my winner with class.
Uh-huh.
Nice, beautiful face, beautiful ass.
Shit.
Shorty met me at the crib in a half.
Uh-huh.
No accident, kid, but she gon' crash.
Cool.
I confirm to her that I wanna smash.
Uh-huh.
Wake up in the morning, fix me eggs and hash. Just thinking about it, it's making me laugh. Then I hop up in the thing with 160 on the dash.
I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math.
On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path.
You lame rap is trash, better turn up your swag.
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 You better turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
I like to date them, then replace them cause I'm picky.
Uh-huh.
Always on the move, so she offering a quick hit. Sipping on rosé, I'm feeling tipsy. But trust me, I stay on my toes, act tipsy. I got the powder flow,
flow.
Come sniff me. Try to jerk me, I'm Bin Laden, you won't get me. My pretty thing waiting for me, name Tipman. Rolling up the sticky, horny in the Vicky. Stay fresh, tilt the 5950.
Uh-huh.
Shades on, you can't see my eyes, they like, who is this? Purple Kush, I'm blowing on the distance. It's the kid Ashwood, yes, I get busy. I'm coming up,
yup,
I can see it.
Uh-huh.
Don't you hit the city lock till I use the spare. Your shorty staring at my canary.
Hey, this is piss, I'm on top like a cherry.
I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path.
You lame rap is trash, better turn up your swag.
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 Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
I just want the paper, the visa, cookie shelf. I just want the paper, the visa, cookie shelf.
I gotta get my paper, my serenity, the cheddar, the confetti, the guido, the guap, no matter whatever you wanna call it, I'm on it, and I gotta stack it to my balls. Niggas ain't ready for me, so my be thinking too tall. Pimp, I'm all in, but you better run and tell a friend. Maybe don't wanna walk with me, that's not too intelligent. Me just so irrelevant, I'm ballin' on a whole nother level. You digging your grave with your tongue, what? Just like a shovel, I'm above you in any way and every sense of the word. Say me, these niggas thought they can rock with me, they so absurd. Boy, you ain't heard of me, but you done had your head in the sand. Plus it's hard being the pimp, the king, the legend, the man. Well, I don't understand, dude, all you talk about is your swag. Then when another nigga got more swag than you, you wanna get mad, boy, that's sad. But I guess it just turned them all into haters. Lining out Big Bammers on the mic, say Bam, I'ma holler at you later. Yeah!
I just want the paper. I just want the paper. The Visa, the Visa. I just want the paper. The Visa, the Visa. I just want the paper.
Yo, this is
DJ.
Party time.
Are you done?
You're DJ.
Plus, you know how to take that dick. My little mama,
like, oh well. Hey, now that's what I'm talking about. No stress, no hell. Mama don't kick it there. Hey, and even though I got another bitch, little mama knows she my main bitch. That means she get my name, bitch. Got a homegirl like, ain't that a bitch? Say, hey, you gone. That's the only damn reason that I name her.
Give no one the time. Ain't trying to hear a word that
Yeah. Get these, you some bitches. All right, people. First off, let me say thank you once again to Heavenly Angel Cyanide and Alexander from yesterday being on the show. You know what I'm saying? What's up to Florida UFOs? Yesterday, you know, I got to apologize, people. I let my emotions kind of get the best of me. Anger built up a little too much, and I was about to, you know what I'm saying, tear my shit up. So before I tear my own shit up, I'm going to go and tear somebody else's shit up. So I know I just end of the show. Press the big end show now button and end of the show. And then I'll storm down to the motherfucking police department ready to tear that motherfucker up. But, yeah, of course, after I get through the doors, yeah, a little light turned on and told me to calm the fuck down. Yeah. And that's what I did. But now it's a week, people. It's officially a week. I was arrested last Sunday. You know what I'm saying? This Sunday will make actually 7 days, you know what I'm saying, since I've been convict smell so good. And, yeah, man, the police arrested me for videotaping the motherfucking, for videotaping them doing a routine traffic stop. And they confiscated my camera. They took my ID, my V8, my Veterans Administration card, and they took my cell phone. So I've been down for over a week now without a cell phone, without my camera, without any identification. I went down to the police department. I still, you know what I'm saying, they still don't have nothing. They don't have no report. They don't have a report. They see my evidence, but they don't release my evidence until because there ain't no police report filed. So, you know, right now I'm like past screwed right now. So, but the shining light is, you know what I'm saying, you know, every 4 points of the world I done looked in, everybody's saying just be patient because you got a lawsuit. So I'm just being patient, you know what I'm saying? And I'm the one that's going to have to bite the bullet for the rest of my peoples and, you know, deliver my peoples out of bondage because this is a daily thing that go on every single day right here in Tampa and in my neighborhood. And I'll ask everybody from different states, you know what I'm saying, do y'all even have an undercover police department? And most people told me no. And then the ones that you do, y'all got, you know, they dress up in, you know, funny looking uniforms that clearly identify themselves as undercover police officers. But when you come down here to Tampa, Florida, and you riding around, you likely to get pulled over by a Escalade on 22-inch rims, you know what I'm saying, sitting behind a tent. You liably to get pulled over by a Ford F-150 fresh off the lot, you know what I'm saying? You liably to get pulled over in a 2010 Dodge Charger, you know what I'm saying, with a police officer that get out looking cleaner and plainer than you, with no identification on but a vigilante flak vest on, you know what I'm saying, that's covering up his patched-on police badge. So this is what you experience when you come down here to Tampa. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm telling you now, it is very, very crooked, man. So they took all my stuff, you know what I'm saying, and that's why I'm screwed right now. So, yeah, they violated all kind of rights. Anybody know a good lawyer out there? You know what I'm saying? Well, you can't call me on my cell phone because they took it. So hit me up in the email, smellybtr@live.com, smellybtr@live.com, live.com. If you know a good lawyer, man, that's willing to sue the city. Because, you know, you don't actually sue a police department. They are city employees. So, therefore, you have to sue the city of Tampa in order to get that, get some reconciliation. So, that's my next step whenever I can get the damn police report. But, yeah, there's no police report. It's crazy. So, you know. Lady told me check back Monday or Tuesday, and there should be a police report filed by Monday or Tuesday, which would be over 8 or 9 days since the actual incident happened, because I was in the incidents, yes, I do remember the incident verbatim. Plus, I got two witnesses that was standing behind me. You know what I'm saying? That was my homeboys that the supervisor that came out questioned. So it's like everything is on the book. Everything is on the record. You know what I'm saying? I stayed in jail purposely, you know what I'm saying, just so the judge, you know what I'm saying, will read to me what the hell I was even, because I didn't know what the hell I was even arrested for. I'm sitting in jail like, the hell, I stole popsicles or something? You know what I'm saying? What am I in here for, you know? And sure enough, you know, yeah, they don't know. Basically, nobody don't know why the hell I was in jail. Opposing an officer without violence basically means I was cursing at police officers from over 60 feet. You know what I'm saying? And if anybody can stand over 60 feet and hear somebody talking into a camera and clearly hear me, you know what I'm saying, saying this or that, then you good. You good than a mofo, but that wasn't the picture. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm faced in right now is patience. You know what I'm saying? So let me have a little patience real quick.
A couple of weeks ago, a long-haired young person came into our bank and said to me, "I bet you won't lend me money to buy an electric guitar." Well, he was making $100 a week, and he was over 18, and I said, "I bet you I will lend you money to buy an electric guitar." And I did. So what happens? The punk gets busted for possession of dangerous drugs, and we're out $350. There's one thing about kids nowadays. You don't have to give them credit.
Universal Bank. We trust you. About as far as we can throw you.
God damn. Real dolls. All right, people. I got to play this quick song so I can listen to this ad real quick. Be right back at you. It's Wrecking the Game Radio.
Rock Waller with another
we
one.
Up in the building, man. Boy Cap smells so good, yeah. A.K.A. Convict
like
so
this.
Good.
This that young old school vibe, you dig? I know there's a lot
my
of things that you need,
would right here.
And I know there's a lot of things that you want. But sometimes you got to look at the things you got, because you could lose it all.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
Wake up, it's a beautiful day. Hop in the shower, then I'm on my way. Smell of fresh air, cruising. I'm so glad to be here. Live every day like my last. Focus on the future, not the past. I appreciate the things amongst me. Only God could take it from me. I pray before I go to sleep. When I wake up, before I eat, yeah. Give thanks, then I'm riding out. Then I ask the Lord protect my house.
Amen.
I remember I didn't have nothing. Now I'm blessed, cause now I got something. You need help, he's the one to call. While I'm here, I'm just trying to do it all.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
I could do whatever I want, whenever, wherever I want. I could go to sleep when I choose. Matter of fact, I could take a cruise. I could go and party all night. Feel good, I could do what I like. Yep. It's like I got control of my life. I stay high like the average flight. Earn money how I wanna earn it. Treat myself cause I deserve it. Baby girl, get comfort too. Roof over my head, I'm comfortable. Think I found my soulmate. I'm getting married. I can't wait. Have some kids, a fantasy. Since I'm free, I'm about to start a family.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
Hey, yo, Swagger, we gon' ride out to this one. I got the furniture in the booth, man. I'm so comfortable. Yeah. Rock Wall on the track again. Another one. Matter of fact, can I get my two-step on? Okay, here we go. Hey.
Don't it feel good to be alive?
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
In the club, hands on up, weapons on the side, no grab a girl butt, bring her real close, just grind to the flow, yo 6-6, it's party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up, weapons on the side, no grab a girl butt, bring her real close, just grind to the flow, yo 6-6, it's party to the morning. Throw them hands up, yeah, party like a rock star, beauty shaking fast like she's driving in a NASCAR, club them rocking, yeah, it's out of pocket, DJ what's up, get a record sweating armpits, club going crazy, moving like a mosh pit, making go wild, hide you like a circus, do the diddy drop, no hit him with a two-step. Go real dumb, no act real crazy. 6 figures hiking, dissing on you ladies. Going real hard like I'm trying to have a baby. Climbing to the top, shake the club like an earthquake. Yeah, we tear it up, burning down like a protest. Eggshells cracking, parking lot, it's a yoke test. DJ going crazy, it's a wet suit contest. Party stay live, you'll be party to the sun hit. Yo, 6 figures, party to the sunset. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring her real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, 6 figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring her real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, 6 figures, party to the morning. Holla at her, G, yeah, she really want me. I think it's 2 and G, but I think it's a G. Bring it back stacking, Sack King macking. US to gear up, let's get it acting. 6 figures, boy, I am the main attraction. Killing y'all slow, cause I'm spitting out cancer. Keep that my verb, get them cold, 16. You addicted to my feet, cause I spit like a cheese. Going so hard for the big, you know, but Ching Ching partner, German rock wilder. Bite on the gang, cause I gotta bring the pain. Addicted to me, I'm addicted to you. Coming real strong, hitting like swine flu. Never gon' stop doing what I gotta do. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, 6 figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, 6 figures, party to the morning.
Never been a club, get fresh like me. No dress code, cause the bar's on me. VIP cracking, yellow girls, can't you see? Rosé, low, Henny Black, that's a drink. Cigars on fire like a stunt, yet extinct. Purple, the OG. To the parking lot, side show, let it be. 6 figures going like Moss real deep. You hear me say ching with the ching, that's me. Got the club cracking like lobster tails, I'm mackin'. Money on deck, club pimpin', never slackin'. 6 figures girl in the club while I'm rapping. They can go wild like a pit bull snappin'. Party real hard, make the club go bananas. They can go wild, blow it up like a cannon. Yo, 6 figures, party stay active.
Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons on the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, 6 figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons on the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, 6 figures, party to the morning. Magazine. You don't know what true king treats a lady like a queen.
but he don't know what it means.
Things I did not say. Please excuse me if you shot your gun. I didn't mean to sound that way. I tried my best to give to you all that I have left. Always speak the truth, do the best I can to help you understand, to be a better man. But maybe that's all over. Everything I did was to survive. You can't walk in my shoes, but still you try. Now what does it mean you don't know why? Why don't you spread your wings and fly? But still I pray you find the day that you can say you found your way. You live for you, you find your truth in everything you do. You know what it is.
That's Redlands right there. You know, I got to bring a little, you know what I'm saying, a little funk up in there. Shouts out to Redlands, man. I like that song. And, yeah, man, this is Scandalous Beyond Saturdays. You know what I'm saying? Just taking it easy, man. I had a stressed out fucking week, people. I mean, I'm stressed the fuck out. I don't get stressed. I'm supposed to stop smoking weed, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I normally do. I start smoking weed before 420, you know what I'm saying? So you kind of clear yourself out so you can have a good time. But I mean, man, shit. Motherfuckers stressed me out so hard, I had to fucking smoke. If not, I would have turned into a goddamn alcoholic or something. So, you know, I'd rather do that than, yeah, man, it just, I don't know, fucked up. Oh, man, little comedy for y'all, man, because y'all don't believe shit be going down like that. But Richard, no. Richard, no.
Get your hands together and give him a big San Francisco round of applause. Mr. Richard Pryor. Come on, give it up.
Thank you. Good evening. Hope I'm funny.
You know, this is Richard Pryor, y'all. Check him out.
They really degrade you. White folks don't believe that shit. Don't believe cops degrade. Oh, come on. Those beatings, those people are resisting arrest. I'm tired of this harassment of police officers. Because the police live in your neighborhood, see? And you be knowing them as Officer Timpson. Hello, Officer Timpson. Going bowling tonight? Yes, nice pinto you have. Niggas don't know them like that. The white folks get a ticket, they pull over. Hey, officer, yes, glad to be of help. Nigga got to be talking about, I am reaching into my pocket for my license. Because I don't want to be no motherfucking accident. Police degrade. I don't know. You know, it's awful. You wonder why a nigga don't go completely mad. You know, you do. You get your shit together. You work all week, right? And then you get dressed. You make, maybe say, cat, make $125. We get $80 if he's lucky. Right? And he go out, get clean, be driving with his old lady, going out to a club, and police pull over. Get out of the car. That was a robbery. A nigga looks just like you. All right, put your hands up, take your pants down, spread your cheeks. Now, what nigga feel like having fun after that?
Oh, let's just go home, baby.
You go home and beat your kids and shit. You're going to take that shit out on somebody.
That's real, man. All my potheads out there, man. This one for y'all. Scandalous B out Saturday. This is Eco Mouse.
Yes,
police in the helicopter.
Yes,
that's real, man.
Police in helicopter.
Coming right back this with another news of the day, y'all. Y'all get ready.
Policemen in the street. Searching for Cali weed. Soldiers in the field. In the Cali weed. But if you continue to burn up the herd, we gonna burn down the cane field. If you continue to burn up the herd, we gonna burn down the cane field. Soldier in the herb field, burning the Cali weed. Police in helicopter, a search for marijuana. Policemen in the street searching for Cali weed. But if you continue to burn up the herb, we gonna burn down the cane field. If you continue to burn up the herb, we gonna burn down the cane field. Helicopter, I search for marijuana. Policemen in the street searching for Cali weed. Policemen in the field burning the Cali weed. But if you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane field. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane field. We don't trouble your banana. We don't trouble your corn. We don't trouble your pimento. We don't trouble you at all. So if you continue to burn up the herb, we gonna burn down the cane field. If you continue to burn up the herb, we gonna burn down the cane field. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. Ooh, yeah. Police in helicopter, I search for marijuana. Policemen in the street searching for Cali weed. Policemen in the fields, boy, oh, burning the Cali weed. But if you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. Get you called up. Yeah. You already know it's time for the Nutty News of the Day, brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, oh, the motherfucking wall news. But, and I guarantee you, I'll probably end up reading this in the headlines too.
You know what I'm saying? Because this is nutty. So, we're going to start this off, you know what I'm saying, via the bridge. Shout out to Heavenly Angel for providing this link. Go to www.timesonline.co. You know what I'm saying? If you want to check this out for yourself. Because, yeah, China tries to sterilize 10,000 parents over one child rule. Yeah. And if y'all don't think that's true, man, check this out. Doctors in southern China are working around the clock to fulfill a government, understand what it just said now, a government goal to sterilize by force, if necessary, almost 10,000 men and women who have violated birth control policies. Family planning authorities are so determined to stop couples from producing more children than the regulations allow that they are detaining the relatives of those who resist. Yeah, about 1,300 people are being held in cramped conditions in towns across Puning County in Guangdong Province as officials try to put pressure on couples who have illegal children to come forward for sterilization. The 20-day campaign, which has launched on April 7th, aims to complete 9,559 sterilizations in Puning, which, with a population of 2.24 million, is the most populous county in the province. A doctor in Daba Village said that his team was working flat out, beginning sterilizations every day at 8 a.m. and working straight through until 4 a.m. the following day. Zhang Lazao, 38, the father of two sons, age 6 and 4, said that he rushed home late last night from buying loquats for his wholesale fruit business to undergo sterilization after his elder brother was detained. His wife had already returned so that the brother would be freed. Mr. Zhang said, "This morning my wife called me and said they were forcing her to be sterilized today. She pleaded with the clinic to wait because she has her period. She has had her period, but they would not wait a single day. I called and begged them, but they said no, so I have rushed back. I am satisfied because I have two sons. Thousands of others have refused to submit, and officials are continuing to detain relatives, including elderly parents, to force them to submit to surgery. Those in detention are required to listen to lectures on the rules limiting the size of families." On April 10th, the Southern Countryside Daily reported on about 100 people, mostly elderly, packed into a damp 200 square foot meter, which is a room, at a township family planning center. The newspaper said there were some mats on the floor, but the room was too small for all people to lie down and sleep, so the young ones had to stand or squat. Owing to the lack of quilts, many cuddled up to fight the cold. Damn. And y'all be talking about y'all motherfucking freedoms right here, people. Shit. I mean, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, we be like, damn, man, you know, America's fucked up. But, I mean, when you're in a communistic rule and you got one man, you know what I'm saying, this is a body of government. This is why the United States is just so fucked up, because we got a body of people trying to govern the people. You know what I'm saying? China, these motherfuckers got one demented-ass little short fucker sitting up there talking about, you gonna dress the way I dress, you ain't gonna have one kid. You feel me? Now, come on, people. Now, just think if Obama was just the president, you know what I'm saying, and he didn't have nobody, no Senate to question his actions, you know what I'm saying, no Congress to question his actions, no House of Representatives to question their actions. You feel me? I mean, we do have a few steps in place, so one man alone don't have all the power. You feel me? And this is a direct reflection of that. Among those being held was the 68-year-old father of Wang Rufuang,
who has three daughters. Mr. Huang said several days ago a village official called me and asked me for me or my wife to return for the surgery, otherwise they would take away my father. He said that he was too busy to go and did not have confidence in village medical techniques. In any case, he wanted his wife to give birth to a son first. An official at the Puning Population and Family Planning Bureau who declined to be identified told the Global Times it's not uncommon for family planning authorities to adopt some tough tactics. Puning County couples with illegal children and their relatives who apply for permits to build a house are rejected. Illegal children are refused residency registration, a penalty that denies them access to health care and education. Basically, they kill the kids. Authorities have discovered, however, that those methods have less success than rounding up relatives. One official said that an investigation would be launched to establish where authorities in Puning had exceeded their remit. A state-level regulation stipulates that couples who violate the family planning policy must not be punished without proper authorization, and family members may not be penalized to put pressure on couples. In the years after China launched its strict one-couple, one-child family planning policy in the late 1970s, abuses such as forced late-term abortions, sterilizations, and even the killing of newborn babies were widely reported. Such practices have diminished in recent years as the policies have become more widely accepted and exceptions have been introduced. Officials in Puning are under particular pressure, however. They risk failing in their bid for promotion to a second-tier county if they cannot meet all quotas. That includes keeping the number of births within government limits. The county is under criticism from Guangdong authorities who want to slow a population growth that's reflecting badly on the entire province. One reason for Puning's large population is that families in the mainly rural region often have up to three or four children. Many of those with extra children have left to find factory jobs along the more developed coast, taking advantage of being away from the local government surveillance to give birth outside the quotas. Rules in Puning. As throughout rural China, allow farmers to have a second child if the first is a daughter. After that, couples must stop. By the morning of April 12th, Puning officials said they had achieved in a mere 5 days about half of their sterilization goals after their education persuaded people to comply. Yeah, family planning. China is the world's most populous country with about 1.3 billion people. By 2025, the population is expected to exceed 1.4 billion. The birth rate is low at 14 births per 1,000 people every year, but the infant mortality rate is also low at 20.25 deaths per 1,000 live births. The single-child policy referred to by the Chinese government as the family planning policy was introduced in 1978 to ensure that China could feed all of its people. The policy stipulates that couples living in cities can have one child unless one or both are from an ethnic minority or they are both only children. In most rural areas, a couple may have a second child after a break of several years. Despite the policy, it is common to find couples in the countryside where 80% of the population live with a large number of children. Many couples get around the law by sending pregnant women to stay with relatives and then claiming that the baby was adopted or belongs to a friend or relative. Critics say that the policy has led to the killing of female infants because of the traditional preference for boys. Damn. So, nah, man, oh, god damn. Sorry, people. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, that's crazy, yeah, boy. Man, I don't know about that. Well, China came from Africa anyway, so, you know, man. Yeah, but I don't believe in that. That's just called euthanasia, man. You sterilize dogs. You don't fucking sterilize human beings. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, just kick the fucking people out the country. You know what I'm saying? Anybody got two or more motherfucking two or more kids, get the fuck up out of here. Y'all ain't get y'all ass get y'all ass to another country, man. Wow. It's fucked up. But when you think that your situation is bad, you know what I'm saying? Go read about another country and see how fucked up they shit is, you know what I'm saying? But for every action is obviously an equal reaction, you know what I'm saying? So you might see China in the news for you know what I'm saying, having a big ass riot uproar. Yeah. Now I could imagine, but I couldn't imagine some shit like that happening here. The way the government do you here, they'll just poison your shit into your food and make you sterilize. They'll put the goddamn saltpeter in your goddamn 7-Up and won't worry about you. You know what I'm saying? Drink that, you motherfucking Americans. Just like I read in the news the other day, Mexico wouldn't accept tainted beef that the United States tried to export to their ass because it had high levels of what the fuck is it? Lead or some shit. And it had high levels of some shit that can fuck you up. Well, here in the United States, there is no regulation to monitor that. So therefore, that beef has been turned around and resold to the American people. So all you beef eaters out there that have been trying to stay away from pork for health reasons, swine flu or whatever the fuck, yeah, they are poisoning your beef now because they figured out, well, motherfuckers ain't falling for the swine flu bullshit. So now we got to go ahead, all the chicken flu bullshit, you know what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and affect the beef. So it's poisoning your beef, people. So if you're finding yourself sick, yeah, you might want to contact your local government and see what kind of lawsuits you can get going on. And you might want to watch your beef, you know what I'm saying? You might want to start burning that shit. Because I don't even know if that can burn all the goddamn bad shit that they put up in meat, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, fast foods, you know what I'm saying, will be the first one. Let's see. Butchering the human carcass for human consumption. This comes from the Church of Euthanasia. You can go to www.churchofeuthanasia.org. The one commandment says, thou shalt not procreate. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? Save the planet. Kill yourself. These are their four pillars: suicide, abortion, cannibalism, and sodomy. I can't read that, man. But this just shows you the sick, sadistic people that actually take time out to put crazy shit up on the internet, and you will find anything. You know what I'm saying? They have a recipe for Bob Arson's White Devil Dinky Deo Motherfucker Babaku Babaku sauce. God damn. Marinade base dip Bloody Leroy mix. I'm smelling some Nicarachi off in that mix right there, man. Ah, it's going down, man. It's too crazy. Shouts out to my Singaporeans out there, man. Yeah, I got to figure out. I got to write down. Hey, everybody say, write down hello, you know what I'm saying, so I can make sure I give y'all proper greetings in your native language. You know, I'm big on speaking people's languages and shit, so, you know what I'm saying. Make sure you put how you say hello. So, hello, you know what I'm saying, all my Germans out there, wie geht's, and was ist los? And grüße, kui my dog, to all my Africans out there. You know what I'm saying, what the fuck is happening, all my black people right here. Hello there, my white folks out there. Konnichiwa, bitches. You know what I'm saying? I learned that from Method Man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's hello in one of them Asian languages. I forgot which one. I think it's Japanese, or maybe, yeah, I think it's Japanese. Konnichiwa. What's the other one I know? Aloha. And yeah, motherfuck you. That's my hood greeting right now. So anybody don't take offense, y'all. Somebody walk up to you, say, hey, motherfuck you, man. You know, just say hey, give him the middle finger and wave that back to him, and hey, motherfuck you. and then run. Yeah, I'll just put it with you. All right, y'all, let's continue this thing on, man. Getting to the official Nutty News of the Day. NuttyNewsTheDate.com, that is. Oh, there you go. Apa Khabar. How are you in Malaysian? There you go. Apa Khabar, my peoples, and Ni Hao. And China, all my Chinese people out there. Apa Khabar. I need to write that down. Let me write it down. Apa Khabar. Small, and follow the smell. Yeah, that's what he just better have. Ni Hao. Ni Hao is Chinese. And then Apa Khabar. Apa Khabar. Malaysian. All right. And Dr. Shin. All that. Thank you. Oh, it's how. Oh, okay. Ni hao. Ni hao. Yeah, there you go. Ni hao. Bust up in the door. Ni hao. Ni hao. Fight on, fight on. I know I did that on the phone one time. A bitch was actually talking to me. I ain't know what the hell out. Well, in China, I got the wrong number. Ni ka pong. Ching pang, chang pong pong. Motherfucker, he talking back to me too, like, I'm wrong. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, I'm just trying to repeat the sounds he's saying. I'm wrong. Ching chang hong. Ching pong 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 pong. Wang. You know what I'm saying? That's the only one I do know. Bang, motherfucker. Yes, bang. Oh, man, Chinese people looking at y'all crazy too. What the fuck is wrong with this motherfucker? All right, y'all. We in we're in Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out all my ATLians down there, man. Where a horse in carriage wreck. Oh, it sounds familiar. Did I read this already? All right, a vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed ran into a horse and carriage on Peachtree Street, seriously injuring several people. Police said. The four carriage occupants were transported to Grady Memorial Hospital, and the horse was captured as it ran away from the scene, police said. Man, how the hell you hit a motherfucking horse and carriage? And that's we had that down here, too, people. You know, well, we used to. They used to have the horse and carriage rides. I think you got to go over to St. Petersburg now and go to the pier, and you can get a nice horse and carriage ride. Yeah. Going over here to Florida, shots out to Marion County, where a mother leaves toddler behind after robbery. What the hell is going on with y'all people, man? Motherfuckers done robbed people and left the damn little 7-year-old boy in there. The other motherfuckers robbed the damn bank with a 4-year-old boy and took him with them, but they robbed the damn bank with the little boy. All right. Marion County woman is behind bars. After officer says she robbed a discount store, leaving her 2-year-old behind. Citra police said Shannon Cooper stole nearly $65 worth of products from, guess where, people? Dun, 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 the Dollar General. And I was sitting in jail, too, man. Let me tell y'all something. That some criminals, you just want to reach your long hand of the long, long arm. What the fuck is it? Long hand of the arm out. Yeah. And just give them a right cross and knock them the fuck down. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting next to this dude. This stupid motherfucker stood up. The judge say, you have been charged with, which it should be a charge of super petty theft. This stupid motherfucker is stealing, got busted for stealing 2 packs of Life Savers out of a goddamn Walgreens. Yeah. Yeah. Wait a minute, people. I'm sorry. Y'all know they get an award. You know what I'm saying? She get an award, too. I'm going to give out 2 simultaneous awards. One for the dude I was stole the goddamn lifesavers. And this stupid bitch right here done left her goddamn kid for $65 worth of fucking.
God damn. You You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Dollar General. Dollar General, people. That's like, that's the step above the Dollar Tree. You know what I'm saying? Where everything's a damn dollar. But either way, man. All right, people, let's keep this shit moving. Man, these people crazy, man. Boston, Massachusetts, shouts out to my homegirl Red Shades up there. You know what I'm saying? Boston University, you know what I'm saying? Doing a thing real big, holding down. We still love you, girl. Still pushing you. Where a girl, 6 years old, has been put on a no-fly list. Yeah. Meet America's tiniest terrorist, 6-year-old Allison Mosher, who's landed on the nation's no-fly list alongside mad bombers and other villainous thugs in a mind-boggling snafu that could scuttle her family's Grand Canyon vacation, her outraged dad says. Okay, people, I'm going to have to go in on this one. I don't usually go in on articles, but we're going to go in on this one and see if we can check out the full article. I can tell you guys what the fuck happened. Okay, it's flabbergasting. Peter Mosher, 41, a software engineer from the Worcester area, told the Herald, recounting his pitched battle yesterday to clear his daughter's name so they can catch their 6:10 a.m. United Airlines flight at the Logan International Airport. Fearing that red tape would ground their trip, Mosher made a desperate call to U.S. Senator Scott Brown, whose aide phoned Transportation Security Administration brass at Logan to alert them to the maddening mix-up and ask them to straighten out the mess. We gave them a heads-up down at TSA. They will try to do everything they can to accommodate the family. Oh, man, get to the fucking point, goddammit. The fuck happened? The United Airlines said it didn't know Allison was just 6. The TSA manages the list, explained, blah, 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 blah. I am very sorry she is on the list, but when that happens, we are required to conduct a secondary set of security steps. Her ordeal began yesterday when he went online to print out boarding passes for his family's long trip to Phoenix via San Francisco. He had no trouble getting passes for himself, his school teacher wife Lynn, and their 9-year-old daughter, Gabrielle. But when it came to Pintside Ellison, he hit a dead end, so Mosher phoned United when an agent told him his daughter had been flagged by TSA security, probably because she didn't have a frequent flyer number. Yeah. I said I would be glad to get her one. The agent looked into it further and said she's still flagged. She's on a no-fly list. But she's a first grader, the mother pleaded. Agent told the frustrated father there's nothing he can do. Said let kids, because there are no children on the no-fly list, airlines can let kids younger than 12 bypass the tighter security. If they observe a 6-year-old standing before them, they can forgo additional procedures. When he was last contacted, however, exasperated, Marshall said he would have to wake his kids at 2 a.m. to get to Logan hours earlier to deal with the foul-up. Damn. Good old America, people. It's good old America for you. That's how they'll do you. Damn. 6 years old. Well, I mean, this is via the bridge. I don't have a chat room, people. So if you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr, you can participate in the bridge, which is live on the Starship Smelly Prize, where you can also click on a link that says teens use snowball and theft. Yeah, good old Ohio. Akron police say 2 teens robbed a convenience store Wednesday using a snowball as a weapon. One teen grabbed candy while a second teen threw a snowball, striking the clerk at the convenience mart on Shaw Avenue in Chest. Police say the pair then ran from the store with about $10 worth of candy. Anyone who wants to report on some dumb shit like that, please call the police at blah, 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 squaw, 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 squaw. Yeah. Who the fuck cares? God damn it. Hell no, man. Still a goddamn candy. What? That was some crazy motherfuckers, man. Shouts out to all the people out there. I mean, yeah, I would have fired the goddamn clerk. I mean, a snowball? Oh, people, what the hell is going on? It must have been a retired employee or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how old people, yeah, you know, old people be on the, you know, we have to hire old people affirmative action program, so they put the 88-year-old dude in there and shit. You know what I'm saying? Protecting candy and shit. Yeah, that's what I see there, people. That's, yeah. All righty then. I'll buy that for a dollar. Oh, man. All right. Let's go over here to Sidmouth, England. Never heard of that one. Sidmouth. Where badgers dig up 100-year-old graves. Wow. Yeah, officials in a British town said three excavated graves that raised concerns about possible grave robbers were actually dug up by badgers. The East Devon District Council said the 100-year-old remains were uncovered at the Sidmouth, England cemetery by a family of badgers, and officials are now exploring options for dealing with the animals. What the hell? How the hell do you dig up? How the hell is the grave that shallow to where they... I thought the motherfucking grave is like 6 feet deep. How the fuck did they dig up some shit 6 feet deep down? To the point where the whole fucking shit is exposed. Yeah. Alright. Anyways. We're in Atlantic City, New Jersey, where food fight leads to cheese sandwich menu. Yeah. Officials with New Jersey High School said students received a cheese sandwich menu for 2 days as punishment for a food fight. School Superintendent Frederick Nichols said cafeteria workers at Atlantic City High School prepared and served a cheese sandwich only menu Wednesday and Thursday for the lunch period involved in Tuesday's food fight. That's what I'm talking about. And if your motherfucking parents get mad, then send a goddamn brown bag for your fucking kids to eat. Otherwise, you need to teach them that food belongs in your mouth and not on other students. Yeah. Over here in Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah. Where they already just passed a law for illegal immigrants to be banned. Yeah, how do you ban an illegal immigrant? You racial profile them. That's what you do. So, they have already enacted that law. So, now, they have an Arizona law that, Arizona is to allow concealed weapons, yeah, without permit. Yeah. Favoring the constitutional right to bear arms over others' concerns about gun safety, Governor Jan Brewer signed into law a bill making Arizona the third state allowing people to carry a concealed weapon without requiring a permit. The measure takes effect 90 days after the current legislation session ends. Alaska and Vermont now do not require permits to carry concealed weapons. Yeah, but you motherfuckers gonna ban motherfuckers coming into the country. Y'all some silly ass people, man. And watch the murder rate go up in Arizona. And people already doing stupid shit in Alaska because, Oh, look at here. Man, that's some crazy shit. This is the Nutty News, people. I do want to warn y'all. This is the Nutty News of the Day, brought to you in part by NuttyNewsOfTheDay.com. For all your wild, weird, crazy, off the motherfucking wall news, you know what I'm saying? You can only hear it here first on Wrecking the Game Radio. All right, y'all. Shouts out to New York. You know what I'm saying? All my people's up there in NY. Check out the Elohim show. Shout out to Sweetie Love and Friends. Make sure y'all check the show out. We're naked models at New York Museum touched. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Museum patrons know that touching the art is a no-no, and that means live naked performers too. Several nude models who are featured in Marina Abramovic's new exhibition at the Museum of Modern Art have complained of being groped by some patrons. The museum has declined to talk about specific incidents, but acknowledged that it has had problems with some visitors touching performers. Get your butt naked. What the hell you think they're going to do? Your fucking butt naked, God damn it. Yeah, I might be getting my feel on it. Oh, man. All right, we're in West Palm Beach, Florida, y'all, where python hunting season ends. No snakes killed. Wow. Yeah, I did hear about that. Florida's python hunting season ends with no reptiles being reported captured and killed. The season opened March 8th for anyone with a hunting license who paid a $26 permit fee to hunt down the non-native reptiles on state-managed lands around the Everglades in South Florida. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says no snakes were caught. Probably because motherfuckers like to do shit illegally. That is the sport of hunting. You take the fun out of it, giving a motherfucker a permit to go and do the shit. Man, you say, I can just, that takes the fun out of it, man. I was trying to dodge some fucking wildlife officers and all that. It was a whole game out of it. Now y'all took the fun out of the shit. Anyways, over in New York, you better watch yourself because people will have to open doors themselves now. Yeah, because some 30,000 doormen and other building workers could go on strike in New York City next week. 10,000 building workers marched up Park Avenue this week to draw attention to contract negotiations. For Enrique Cayo, who works in a building on the west side, the issues are simple. Fair wages, health benefits, and keeping up with the cost of living. What the fuck kind of job is a door opener? And what the hell? And no, hell no, all the snakes ain't gone, believe that. No, the thing of it is, okay, alternative. I seen that all weird news. Yeah, I checked that one out. They all right, but they copy off of the same nutty news. You know what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? The same shit. The first news talking about the cheese and all that shit. Yeah, they copy off of nutty news. Ain't no news better than the nutty news. God damn it. Nutty News takes over. They are the shit for bringing you the nutty news from around the world. And I mean the world. Yeah. So, but no, we still got plenty of snakes down here, people. Don't believe that shit. They had to purposely do that snake hunting season because pythons are motherfuckers just running rapid. But, like I say, it's a sport, and people would rather hunt them illegally than legally. Going over here to Denver, Colorado, a girl slashes sister's face at light rail stop. Yeah. A juvenile slashed her older sister's face with a knife at a light rail stop after the two argued, the police said. The young girl, 16, was arrested on suspicion of assault, and her name was not released because she's, of course, a juvenile. Of course, unless you're here in Florida, well, it doesn't fucking matter. They'll still release your motherfucking name. Yeah. Moscow. Told you, see what I'm saying? This is what no other website will report. Moscow News. Yeah, where a pilot asks tractor driver for directions. Yeah, crashes. Doesn't get any nutter than that, people. A Russian news report says a small plane has crashed when the pilot lost his bearings and decided to ask a tractor driver for directions. Okay, and no one was hurt. RIA Novosti News agency quoted a local police spokesman as saying the accident happened in southern Russia's Stavropol region. It said the pilot lost his way, saw a tractor below, and decided to land to get advice from the driver. Yeah. I'll buy that for a dollar. All right, y'all. And last but not least, I will end this disgusting news off in good old Massachusetts, where a transgender inmate gets a mammogram. Okay. Man, y'all motherfuckers are too stupid with this fucking I want a dick, I want a pussy shit, man. But hey, they're doing it, man. Corrections officials already under fire for a transgender inmate's taxpayer-funded hormone treatment. Yeah, now face criticism for providing the former Robert Kauslik with a mammogram. Yeah, somebody, Boston.com News reports, Kauslik was convicted of murdering his wife and later sued in prison to change his name to Michelle Kosliak. And that's so sick. Documents obtained by the TV station show that Kosliak was transported this week to a Boston hospital to receive a routine mammogram. Alrighty then. That will do it for your Nutty News of the Day, people. Provided to you in part by NothingNewsToday.com. For all your wild, weird, and crazy fucking times, man. Damn, you have to go and see it there first. And like I say, don't never believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. And with that last one, I'm going to play a little Q Harper, people. Must be my wife.
White benefits, you gotta be my wife. of lemonade, but it still don't taste like juice. Been trying to make a picnic from this drought that I've been through. Squeeze and sour citrus, tart and tangy with a seal. Squeeze and sour citrus has lost sex appeal. I've consumed my bowl of cherries, had some lovers come and go. There's been times when I've made money, but these bills won't seem to go. Sour citrus, not bad if you like lemonade. Squeeze and sour citrus, but there's other drinks by Minute Maid. Drop by drop, so strong and tasty. Now I've got my hang of it. In this life, you'll go through changes. You will win if you just don't quit. Squeeze and sour citrus. Serve it in a champagne flute. Adversity, defeat, and challenge got no victory that jokes on you.
Squeeze and sour citrus.
one nutty headline going out the door, man. Something y'all can take home with you. In the UK, like I say, the nuttiest place on the planet, a real-life weekend at Bernie's. Two British women who allegedly tried to smuggle a dead relative onto a flight out of England were arrested. The suspects pushed a 91-year-old man in a wheelchair and covered his face with sunglasses during a bid to board him on their flight to Berlin. The women, aged 41 and 66, were said to have protested that the deceased was merely asleep when probed by officials at Liverpool John Lennon Airport. If y'all ain't never seen Weekend at Bernie's, man, well, hey, there you go. You know what I'm saying? All right, people, I'ma holler at y'all, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, much love to you, you know what I'm saying? For all your weird, wild, crazy news, go and check out another news today. And I always come back tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, which will be Monday, not Sunday, because we'll be live on the show. Doing this thing one more again, don't you know? Peace out. Shout out DJ Party Time, Miss John New. Don't forget, April 20th, this Tuesday, you know what I'm saying, is going down officially. Double Decker Lounge, and then coming up May 2nd, we will be at Club Nouveau holding it down. You know what I'm saying? For Mr. John New, the Florida Sex Symbol. It's going down. Biggest show, you know what I'm saying, for Tampa Bay. Peace.